Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Let's do a bit of food. The truth about leftovers, I suppose, is that they start out as good intentions and then all too often they end up in the bin. So food writer Lily Higgins joins me now to tell us how to bring new life to leftovers. Hi, Lily.
Hi, Brendan. How are you?
So we'll call this Lily's Leftovers. I'd say you're great Perfect. With leftovers, are you, Lily?
I am. You know what? I think leftovers are just such a gift, you know. I mean, they're original prep ahead stuff, aren't they? You know, the way people do their weekly meal prep. I just cook double the amount of rice I need whenever I'm cooking rice, and that's dinner sorted for the next day, you know. So there are a few key rules when it comes to leftovers.
Yes.
And the first thing is, like, deal with them straight away. So, you know, when you cover a little tub of soup and you're thinking, I'll have that now someday, and then it rolls on to the third day and you're just looking at it and you feel so guilty about it. So I would say just have it the next day or else freeze it. And then if you are freezing things, you have to label them, because, you know, it might look like spaghetti bolognese when it goes into the freezer, but when it comes out, it could be anything. Like, I, you know, I've defrosted some things before and not know what they were until I actually cooked them. So I would say label everything.
Yes.
And then in my house, like, I love having leftovers, but I don't always have them. Like, sometimes I double a recipe and then it all gets eaten, you know. That's another problem.
That is a problem, yes.
Yeah. So what I do is just set aside the leftovers that you want first.
You know? I like it.
For dinner,
yeah.
Because I will just eat it as well.
Oh,
like,
yeah. Otherwise, build it and they will come, like, isn't it?
Yes,
yeah.
Exactly. So, listen, and they're delighted.
You have a few little specific tips on bits and pieces of kind of enhancers that people might know. So you'd put a Parmesan rind in your shepherd's pie.
Yeah, I do. It just gives, you know, umami, you know, that lovely kind of savoury flavour. So all those rinds from the Parmesan, you know, they can dry out in the fridge and then you're thinking, oh, I do that now. You can have a Ziploc bag in your freezer full of Parmesan rinds, and just anytime you're doing anything like lasagna, shepherd's pie, anything, you can just throw that in there and it is so, so handy. I love freezing leftover wine as well. I don't know. I know some people always think, what's leftover wine?
Okay.
But, you know, the way, say if you have a few glasses and then there's a glass left, say particularly red wine now, it's so handy to just put it in a little tub in the freezer. And then, you know, because it's alcohol, it doesn't freeze solid. So it's like a granita kind of slushy mix. And you can just take tablespoons out of that, throw it in your gravy, throw it in your shepherd's pie. And it's really handy.
Okay. And herbs? Can you freeze?
Yeah, so herbs.
If you're left with a load of, say, for example, rosemary the other day.
Yeah, so rosemary will dry very well as well, actually. So I would just leave rosemary on a windowsill and leave it dry, and then you can crumble it up and put it into a jar.
Okay.
So for that, I do rosemary. But then the sort of softer herbs, like, say, you know, coriander and parsley and things like that. So what you do with them is you actually chop them up and you freeze them in oil in an ice cube tray, because water will damage the cell wall and you'll get it. It'll just be slushy and gross. So freeze them in oil. And then you can just pop that little cube into your curry or into your shepherd's pie.
Okay. Now, you mentioned rice there a minute ago, making double the amount. People get nervous about leftover rice. Is it safe?
They do. So it's better to eat it the very next day. And so when you cook your rice, just leave it cool as fast as you can. Ideally, actually, you'd put it on a big tray, you know, on a big baking tray, and let it cool fast and then put it straight into the fridge. And then I like to look all over the world for inspiration. So, like, Italian meatballs, I've given you a lovely recipe for that. You can use rice as a binder instead of using breadcrumbs, like some people do. And you can do Korean bibimbap, which is a beautiful dish where you heat the rice fully till you see loads of steam, and then you serve it with stir-fried veg. They could be leftover veg. And then a fried egg on top and some kimchi. And then you mix it all together. That's one of my favourite cuisine.
You can't go wrong there, yeah.
Oh, it's so nice. And then there's a Palestinian dish called makluba, and that's basically a one-pot dish layered with rice and chicken and veg. But you can use leftover roast chicken for that, you know, all the thigh meat. You know, when you're pulling all the meat off the carcass, you can save all of that up and use it to make your makluba, and it is absolutely delicious. So, and I would say as well, with the, when I'm talking about a chicken carcass, you could make that into stock. So I would actually put loads of chicken carcasses in my freezer. The freezer is so handy. And then when you've got like three, you can make a big pot of stock, and it's just so, so handy.
Okay, you have another little hack here as well. Crunchy tortilla chips made out of wraps. I think these would go with the meatballs, yes?
Yeah, so they're so nice. So basically, whenever you have those wraps, you know, like for kids' lunch boxes or when you're eating Mexican food, sometimes, you know, say there's five in our family, there's six come in a pack. So we always have one leftover wrap. So what I would do is use your pizza slicer and cut it into little squares and then spray it with a bit of oil, and you can put paprika on it into the air fryer for a few minutes. And it's these crunchy little croutons, and you can add them. You can keep them in a jar and then add them to salads, to soups. You can even add them to your kids' lunch boxes as like a little crispy cracker alternative. And it's just so handy. And it's basically, I just feel so guilty when I see one wrap drying out, you know. Then you can just turn it into something, and it's really handy, and they'll keep for weeks as well in a little airtight tub.
You make your own chicken nuggets out of leftover chicken?
Yeah, so especially now when my kids were that bit younger, when they were sort of toddlers and stuff. So, you know, all those bits that they don't want, like all the thigh meat and the grey meat and everything, you can just blend that up. I've given you a recipe for it. Blend it up with egg and into your food processor, some onion and some herbs. So like marjoram and rosemary now and a bit of parmesan. And then it becomes that beautiful chicken paste, and you just roll it in breadcrumbs and fry them or cook them in the oven.
And you can fool them that it's junk.
Homemade chicken nuggets. Yeah. And it's so, they're absolutely gorgeous. A little bit of rosemary in it, I think, makes such a huge difference, you know.
Okay, finally and briefly then, you send your kids out some mornings with a breakfast burrito, isn't it grand for them?
I do. You know what? My daughter is just savoury. That's just the way she is. So you know what she actually does herself? To be honest, at night when we're having Mexican food, she'll make up her burrito. And she'd pop it in tinfoil and throw it into the fridge herself, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, she picks all the leftovers, you know, the beans and the, and it, like, it's actually a great use of leftovers, because, you know, there might be bits left over, you know, bits of beans, bits of rice, and she'll put it all in her wrap.
Lily, you must be so proud of her when you see her do that. Of course, she's her mother's daughter. Okay, Lily Higgins, thanks a million. We'll put all fantastic recipes up on our website. And that's it for today. You can listen back to all the conversations from today's show on the RTE Radio app or wherever you get your podcasts.